This is Andrew for Geek News Central, coming to you from the Wearable Technology Show in London, England. I'm with Tom from TomTom. I think everyone knows TomTom from their in-car navigation GPS systems, but there's a whole range of products here, from golf watches to action cameras. Tom, do you want to tell us a little bit how TomTom has changed over the years and the products that it now offers?
Absolutely. So as you mentioned, we're very well known for in-car navigation. We launched our first car navigation device in 2004, and since then we've sold 75 million devices across 35 countries. And still, the car navigation device is the fastest selling consumer electronics device of all time, selling a million units faster than even smartphones. So we're very proud of that. So the markets that we operate in drive, just to summarise that, is we operate in car navigation. We have a motorbike navigation device, we have a trucker navigation device as well, and we've got some really exciting announcements in 2016, so please watch this space. And the market is very good. We all think that people aren't buying sat-nav anymore, but last year the market in the UK was actually flat, and it was the fourth or fifth largest consumer electronics category, so it's doing very, very well. Mm-hmm. Of course, we've seen the potential in wearables. We launched our first GPS watch in 2011, which was the TomTom Nike collaboration. And since then, we've launched a host of different watches. We've launched the first ever GPS watch with built-in cardio, so built-in heart rate on your wrist, so you don't need to wear one of those annoying chest straps. Mm-hmm. And more recently, we've launched TomTom Spark. Okay. This has built-in music. It comes actually with a built-in 3 GB drive so that it can hold 500 songs, and comes with a specially curated Ministry of Sound playlist so that you can work out through your different zones. It builds you up, pushes you through high intensity, and then cools you down, and that comes straight out of the box. But the watch comes with Bluetooth, so you don't need those annoying cables anymore. You don't need to work out with your phone. You can just have Bluetooth headset and your watch, and then you can go to the gym, do GPS, have your cardio, your heartbeat, and also have music, and you don't need to take your phone with you when you run or go to the gym. So that's a great innovation.
Yeah. And I think I've seen now that you can get playlists that try and match your pace.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the Ministry of Sound one that comes with that does do that. Mm-hmm. It comes installed in the watch, but there's thousands of other things that you can download. You simply just download it, put it on the watch, and then go for a run and go and work out. Super straightforward. Which is what TomTom's all about, ease of use. So we'll just stay on wearables for one more minute. We launched our first golf watch in November 2014, and already that's the second best-selling golf watch across Europe. And then yesterday we announced the TomTom Golfer 2. It builds on all of the great features of the first Golfer, which is great stylish design, great visual representation of all of the hazards, giving you the yardage to the beginning and the far edge of the hazard, and also comes with 40,000 courses, which are updated daily via Bluetooth. Golfer 2 takes these great features, but also adds auto shot detection and post-game analysis. If you put these together in the GPS watch, that's actually a global first and unique to TomTom.
So what does auto shot detection mean?
Great question. So you go to the first tee, you select go on your watch. I have one here, but obviously you can't see it on the microphone. And then you select go, whichever course you're on. And then you tee off. And then when you hit the ball, you'll feel a vibration that to say that it's registered your shot. The watch has three built-in sensors, accelerometer, gyro, and GPS. You then simply pick up your clubs, walk to the ball, play your next shot, and it captures all of these shots. That's the auto shot detection part. Yep. And then once it's done that, after the game, the post-game analysis, you then take your app, which is partnered, of course, paired with your phone, and you can see the round that you've just played. And actually, that's great for golfers, because golfers want to know how to improve. The frustration for golfers is that they finish a round, they're 5 over their handicap, and they don't know why. So what they can do is they can say, okay, not just I dropped 2 shots on the 7th hole, but why? And they can zoom into that hole on the app, and they can say, right, I should have hit that first ball 200 yards, and I actually only hit it 120. What do I need to do to improve there? And there's also a very cool feature called shot dispersion, where you can compare your last 10 times at that course, that particular hole, that particular shot, and see, are you hooking it right or doing whatever, so that you really can improve your game that way. So it's a wonderful product.
And does the watch, aside from the auto detection of the shot itself, does it actually give any performance metric on the swing?
It doesn't. No, good question. Okay. But no, we like to leave that to the pros. Okay. And actually, our consumer insight, as I mentioned earlier, consumer insight said that runners don't want to run with a chest strap. our consumer insight said runners don't want to, and people that go to the gym, they don't want to have their phone with them, and they don't want to have wired headphones. And insight also shows that they don't want a tool to actually tell them what their swing is, how to improve their swing. They just want to know how, what shots they're dropping and how they can improve on that course, and then they leave the improvement on the swing to the pros.
That's great, okay.
And
keep going.
Yeah, and then I think the last product that that you know really we're talking a lot about is TomTom Bandit. Mm-hmm. And again, talking about consumer insight and solving problems for consumers, what we actually did was we uncovered a very interesting insight and consumer frustration. Action cameras, competitor action cameras, let's say. When you ask people, do you have an action camera, they say yes. You then ask them, do you use the action camera, they say no. We say, why don't you use the action camera? And they say, because I can't be bothered to edit the footage. And the people using action cameras are not these super cool 20-year-olds doing 360 and backflips on the top of a mountain. It's actually families. And the biggest frustration is families, they go out and they film something, and then immediately the kids want to see the result. But it takes you, as you know, to do a good edit, it takes an hour for every minute. So the mum or dad spends 3 hours editing 3 minutes of footage, after which the kid doesn't care anymore because they're on to the next thing. So we said we can solve this problem.
Okay.
So TomTom Bandit is the only action camera with a built-in media server. So let's say, just for a very easy example, let's say you and I go skiing. We get to the top of the mountain, we turn TomTom Bandit on, we ski to the bottom of the mountain, it takes 4 minutes, 5 minutes. We can then, when we get to the bottom of the mountain, we stop recording, we take out our phone, which is linked via Wi-Fi to the camera, and then we can see our footage. Now, if you shake the phone, what it will do is it will do a rough cut. So it will take, using the sensors that are in the camera, accelerometer, GPS, altimeter, it will take all of the moments from your ski ride, from your ski run, and it will take clips of when you did action based on the sensors that are in the camera.
That's pretty neat.
And then when you get to the bottom, it will have a rough cut based on those sensors, and that can be a 1 minute, 2 minute, 3 minute cut, whatever you want. And if you're happy with it, you can overlay music, which is stored in your iTunes instantly, and you can press share, and it, depending on your Wi-Fi connection, of course, or your 3G or 4G, it will upload that to Facebook, to YouTube, to Instagram, to Twitter, whatever you want, so you can immediately share. None of this waiting around hours and hours to edit. So we call it Shake to Edit, and we say that from when you finish your run, depending on the sort of how much you want to alter the edit, but you can have shared footage in 2 to 3 minutes. And that's a first within the action camera market. So we've solved the problem of how to get that footage and share that footage instantly.
No, that's great. And what's the price point for that?
£249 and £299.
Very good. No, I can end them.